Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've decided to speak to a couple of people just to try and understand why it's important, why an independent media is important. And one of those people who we harass from time to time is Daniel Shea. He is a councillor for Ward 72. Daniel, good morning. Would your life be simpler if Hi FM didn't exist?
Good morning, Howard. No, not in the least. We love Hi FM and we love what it brings to the table. So definitely wouldn't be simpler.
So what is it? What is it that it brings to the table? I mean, what do you see as the value of having a community radio station? Obviously, with a greater reach than just our community, but what do you see as that benefit?
Well, I think for me, I mean, obviously one of my biggest issues in life is accountability, and my job is to hold the city accountable on behalf of residents. But you guys give your listeners a chance to hold me accountable through their collective and through talking to you, and that assists me in holding the city accountable as well. So that's the first value I think this really brings, is because we serve both a religious community and in terms of a geographic area. It gives me the opportunity to be held accountable by my voters in another platform.
It's so interesting, Dad, because I love that idea that if you are held accountable, means you can hold the city accountable. And you've actually got a basis on which to go to the city and say, guys, I'm under pressure from the radio station, from a community radio station in my ward, in my area. You know, it gives it, I guess, more weight.
Exactly. It's exactly that story. And the city kind of is looking for councillors to be reporting on what residents are feeling. And you're essentially a giant aggregator of that. Yeah. So it's an amazing way to come to an official and say, listen, you've got a radio station that covers this area. They're getting hundreds of calls about whatever issue. Suddenly people are paying attention.
Right. And I see Linda listening in says a huge hakarata tov to Daniel. Thanks for all that you do for us all the time. Is it, Daniel, have you, like me, maybe started to avoid public community spaces?
I have, you know, I love my job. I love our community. And there's a reason why I got into this, is to make sure that this community survives long into the future. So if I'm going to be avoiding them, it's probably a bad sign.
Okay, so that is and your message to listeners thinking about donating, thinking about Chai FM, and whether this is, because there's many worthwhile causes. That's the truth. You know, there are many, many, and we are all approached all the time for causes that differ. Some relate to, you know, people who need assistance on the very basic. Some is about education. There's just so much. Why is Chai FM a cause that is worth considering?
I think we got to appreciate Chai FM as the voice, or a voice of the Jewish community, and essentially without this, our community would be so much poorer. In terms of its ability to share its shared voice, whether it's on not having water, electricity, or it's on other issues far further field. But if you want our community to continue having a voice, you need to ensure something that Chai FM keeps continuing.
Absolutely, Daniel. Thank you. Thank you for that endorsement. It is very, very valuable to us, and a significant. Keep doing the amazing work that you're doing. We'll keep holding you accountable and allowing you to empower you to be able to do what is clearly your passion.